Jose Oakland at radio.com.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Well, we did it, but barely. The Dow closing above 11,000, just 4 points above. We know it's only a psychological benchmark, but it still feels good. Here's ABC's Daria Albinger.
Investors ignored a flat unemployment report. Trading was heavy enough to push the index to the benchmark, but the Dow is still more than 20% off its all-time high. Interestingly, the first Dow 11,000 close was also on May 3rd, 1999. Sherry?
ABC's Daria Albinger. A protest in honor of David Hartley. Hartley's wife says he was shot and killed while on his jet ski on a lake straddling the U.S.-Mexican border. The protesters are urging Mexican authorities to investigate.
It's been really, really painful and really sad. A lot of anger and rage, just being honest, you know, because this is a horrible thing that happened to my friend.
Bank of America is putting a hold on the sale of all foreclosed homes. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
CEO Brian Moynihan says Bank of America isn't halting foreclosures. It just wants to check its work one more time. So far, Moynihan says the bank has not found any errors.
There's technical issues. We're checking our homework again, and we're making sure we get it right after it's been checked multiple times. And as soon as we do, we'll continue the process.
Judges across the country have tossed out foreclosure cases where it's clear papers were filed improperly. The AP reports in one case, a Bank of America official signed thousands of documents a month without reading a single one. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
National Security Advisor James Jones has resigned to be replaced by his top deputy, Tom Donilon, Defense Secretary Robert Gates.
I have and have had a very productive and very good working relationship with Tom Donilon, contrary to what you may have read.
Bob Woodward's new book, Gates, is quoted as saying Donilon would be a disaster as the National Security Advisor. You're listening to ABC News.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Save big during Fall Car Care Month. Through October 14th, save on all tires, all tire brands, all tire sizes. Plus, save more on Goodyear, Dunlop, and Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And get an all-wheel vehicle alignment for only $69.99 for most cars. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now, the voice of reason for Perkins.
Listen, that's the sound of an actual stomach growl after a skimpy $2 meal. Sounds angry. To skimpy $2 meals, the voice of reason must say no.
Say yes to real value at Perkins with our new Scramblers. Crispy breakfast potatoes, scrambled eggs, tasty ingredients, delicious sauce, and melted cheese. Served with two sides. Scramblers. Available all day. Come in for a yes at Perkins Restaurants.
Greenpeace is warning of high levels of arsenic and mercury in the toxic red sludge that is now seeped into the Danube River. Greenpeace officials say they strongly disagree with officials who say the sludge is relatively safe.
We think it's not good to breathe, not good to enter this zone for longer time without having proper suit like me. That's not what the academy said.
Authorities say the concentration of toxic heavy metals that have made their way into the Danube are now at a level allowed in drinking water. Abbott Labs will withdraw its diet pill Meridia after coming under pressure from health regulators who say the drug increases the risk of heart attack and stroke in patients with a history of heart disease. A new study finds employers treat women exactly the way the fashion industry does. In other words, the skinnier you are, the more you make.
Women who want fatter paychecks should slim their waistlines. A new University of Florida study found thinner women earn, on average, $15,500 more a year than women of average weight, while the opposite is true for men. Thinner men earn about $8,000 less a year, while heavier men earn more with each extra pound until they surpass 200 pounds.
Karen Chase. Harry Potter fans will have to wait a while longer if they want to see the latest show in 3D. Warner Brothers cannot produce a version of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 in 3D next month, so it's only out in conventional form for now. This is ABC News.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-336-1989. 1-800-336-1989. 1-800-336-1989.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Brecher, and here's what's happening around the Bay Area. The state budget approved by lawmakers is now on the governor's desk. Before he signs it, he plans to veto an additional $1 billion in spending. B of A has joined the banks, putting a hold on all foreclosures. The state attorney general has asked all banks to do the same. And Tiki Tom's restaurant on the Oakland waterfront severely damaged by fire last night. Now the Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Here's Dave Fowkes.
Yeah, an accident in Fairfield, eastbound 80 at North Texas Street. Looks like it's cleared up to the right shoulder. Traffic backed up about a half a mile. San Jose, southbound 80 before Bascom. Stalled car partially blocking the right lane. Trick or treat, it's IHOP's all-you-can-eat pancakes, that is, starting at $4.99. IHOP, come hungry, leave happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants. I'm Dave Fowkes, KGO Radio News.
The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young weather forecast calls for clear skies tonight. Temperatures in the 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer into the 80s by the bay. The upper 80s in This is KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Very often I forget to use this tactic in dealing with people who have these paranoid ideas that the medical profession and the pharmaceutical industry, that everybody is in cahoots and we need to keep you sick so we can make a lot of money, and that's why we suppress the cures. And when you come up with something like, say, an anti-vaccination attitude, and I say to you, well, vaccinated my kids, have my grandkids vaccinated, that I don't hit it hard enough. Because the question then becomes, if we physicians are really lying to you and wanting to keep you sick, then what do we do ourselves? And it's a question I tell you to ask a doctor when you're confused about a treatment. I say, doctor, what would you do if it was your wife or your husband? What would you do to yourself? And I think that tells you something. So when you look at bad habits like cigarettes, and you find how remarkably so, because you can go back. I was just looking at some old magazines the other day, and there's a picture not only Ronald Reagan selling cigarettes, but a doctor's were used in cigarette advertisements in the 50s and 60s, to now where very few physicians smoke. And a lot of people said, wait, the doctors are quitting. There must be something there. Well, I'm going to fire a similar chunk of data at you here concerning vaccines. And it simply is that almost all U.S. physicians surveyed said they plan to get a flu shot this season. And this is heart and disease experts who have been frustrated by low vaccination rates. One of the side issues here is, why don't other healthcare professionals move in the same direction? And I pose this question to you, because the rate of people getting vaccinated who are nurses, physicians' assistants, nurse practitioners, pharmacists, and others is lower. And you find a high rate of paranoia among nurses, a high rate of nurses who don't understand the science behind it. I hate to say it, but why would nurses who are even more in the front lines than physicians be less likely to get a flu shot than a physician? Because when you talk to people out there, of those planning to not get vaccinated, 57% of all Americans plan to get a flu vaccine this season. 57%. So almost half of you do not plan. And when you ask people, of those not planning, of course, one thing that was not on the list was laziness. 71% said there are other effective ways to prevent influenza. Well, enlighten me. You mean like wash your hands? I mean, there are some things you can do, but there is no truly effective way, unless you're going to hide in a cave all winter. 70% of you said you're too healthy for flu. How many times have we talked about the fact that last flu season it was healthy people who got ill and died at a higher rate? Because your immune systems, we think, may be super healthy and they create more inflammation and fluid. 62% believe the vaccine causes the flu. The flu vaccine is made of little pieces, chunks of protein, not the full virus. This is just so upsetting. So upsetting how we Americans are just losing our grasp on reality. How can 62% of you believe a vaccine causes the flu and or side effects? So, once again, I'm getting mine. And by the way, this year's vaccine covers the H1N1 swine flu and two other strains, H3N2, which is the nasty one. We don't know if that'll be the big flu this year. We are predicting these are the most likely, most likely candidates for this flu season and an influenza B vaccine. What about this? I address this specifically to anti-vaccinationists. The federal government has announced three contracts worth up to $68 million to make three new vaccines against dengue fever and anthrax. These are biodefense vaccines. In other words, they are developing these in case someone comes up with a biowarfare as a biological weapon. So let's suppose, some terrorist group tells you they're going to spread anthrax and we have a vaccine. Are you still going to be anti-vaccine? What will you do in that situation? Here's weird new world stuff here. 8 out of 10. Does this make you afraid? Should I be more afraid than I am? It doesn't involve me, but should you be as afraid as this article says you should be? 8 out of 10 children under the age of 2. 8 out of 10 under the age of 2 have their pictures online via, Facebook, etc., raising privacy and even pedophilia concerns? This is Internet Security Company. 81% of toddlers in 10 Western countries have a digital presence, 92% in America, followed by 91% in New Zealand, 84% Australia, Canada. A third of children have their photos online at just a few weeks of age. And their concern here is, parents should keep tight privacy settings to guard against identity theft or unauthorized use of the pictures, which could dog a child as they grow up. I don't know. I don't know if that's more paranoia than we need. Speaking of paranoia and online world, how about this article on unfriending? Why do people unfriend you on Facebook? There's certain things you don't want to do. The top reason for defriending a person is persistent inane posts. Whew. See a lot of that. Stop sending me the stupid emails. You reveal yourself to be ignorant. It's just amazing the things that people send to me. I don't know what they think. They think I'm stupid or I don't understand an issue, or are they revealing how poorly they understand the modern world? Posts about controversial topics like religion and politics, the second reason. And I have friends from all sides of the political spectrum. What can I tell you? I have, and the political emails, and a lot of them are supposed to be humorous, but they're really kind of mean and low and degrading. I don't quite get it. So you don't want to do that, post religious and political things. They say not to talk about religion or politics at office parties. Same thing true online. Facebook tries to help with problems of useless posts. They have a new thing, the introduction of a new groups option that allows friends of similar interests to commiserate away from other friends who might not care. Third reason, racist or vulgar posts. At 57%, the majority of social network unfriending resulted from things that occurred online, 26% from something happened offline. There's a lot more nuance to real friendships offline. Isn't it true? When you can speak to somebody and hear their voice and feel their emotions, you don't have to go up to someone and ask them to be your friend in the real world. It's not the case online. It can be awkward. Speaking of grumpies, now this is coming from the UK. Are British people different? Britons find being older than 52 is the age when you start to get grumpy. This is a poll of a few thousand people in the UK. Over 50, people laugh less than younger counterparts and complain far more. Infants laugh up to 300 times a day. It's a wonderful thing seeing an infant giggle and laugh. That figure has fallen to an average of 6 laughs a day when you're a teenager, and only 2.5 daily chuckles for those over 60. I don't know, maybe you don't laugh out loud. I think as you get older, you realize this whole thing is a joke. You're constantly looking at life and saying, wait a second, we're born, we live, we die? That's funny. it's a survey for cable TV. And it says one reason for the decline, might be the lack of joke-telling skills. They found the average British person only knows two jokes. I'd like to see that. I mean, I'm not a joke teller. I like to be funny and make people laugh, but I can't remember jokes, but I certainly remember more than two jokes, I think. I'd love to see what that survey would find in the United States. You know what the real pack of cigarettes is if you take into account premature death, etc.? I'm converting this from European currency conversion. Roughly $150 a pack for men and about $110 for women. That's the real price when you realize what a pack of cigarette does to you in risk of death, loss of life, loss of ability to work, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Abbott decided it's going to withdraw the only, I'm going to correct what I'm about to say in a second, a diet drug, prescription diet drug on the market, Meridia, sibutramine. It leaves Xenical. I'll mention that in a second. So the fact that there is no real prescription diet drug, and by that I mean a drug that truly inhibits your appetite or truly increases your metabolism to help you lose weight, ought to tell you something. So when you see the over-the-counter nonsense and all the horse toss that the supplement industry offers you, you need to be skeptical. You know the pharmaceutical companies are working as hard as they can to come up with something. Now, Xenical is that drug. It's available now over the over-the-counter market as Ally, you know, that prevents fat absorption. You eat too much of it, eat too much fat when you take that drug, you stain your panties, and it's kind of cheating how it works. And I don't know how effective. It doesn't do anything for your appetite, doesn't do anything for helping your metabolism. And the gastrointestinal side effects keep a lot of people from taking it for a long period of time. So I consider there's no real, because it's available over the counter also, there's no appetite suppressants, no real diet drugs. Also, Boehringer has just pulled, they've called it the pink Viagra. Flibanserin held out a lot of hope for helping women with inhibited sexual desire. And in this article, even they get confused. They called it the pink Viagra. It's the equivalent of Viagra for women. It had nothing to do with it. We're talking about desire. Viagra doesn't change desire. It just changes the hydraulics of the system. The man has to supply the libido to cause the blood vessels to dilate for the drug to work. And it worked a little, flibanserin, but it had 15% of women stopping the pill before the study ended due to side effects, depression, fainting, and fatigue. Originally, it was an antidepressant, by the way, but it was believed to act on brain chemicals and play a role in the sexual response. Well, the energy bracelets, they're still there. Story here how now they're up to a couple of $100 million a year selling these phony baloney bracelets promising you better athletic performance. They say their process, I love the phrasing here, the company says, The products use processed titanium and holograms to improve balance, energy, recovery time, and flexibility. Critics say the sellers are perpetuating a scam older than the professional sports itself. Utter nonsense. It's, of course, it's utter nonsense. What does that phrase mean? The titanium products are made by dissolving metals and infusing the mix into fabrics. The processed metals regulate the balance and flow of energy throughout the body and generate more relaxed muscles, leading to less stress and a greater range of motion. Bull. And yet people buying them up, left and right. This says dieting for 2 days a week versus dieting every day can lower your risk of breast cancer. Possibly something here. Overweight women who put on a restrictive diet, there's a reduction of up to 40% in cancer-causing hormones. Well, there's no hormone causing cancer. Cancer hormones can accelerate it. But here's what they did. It took 100 overweight women. They followed a 650-day diet for 2 days a week, and the rest followed a 1,500-calorie diet every day of the week. You got it? You diet 2 days a week. 650 calories is pretty severe. After 6 months, the women's level of hormones down 40%. Inflammatory proteins, I won't go through the details. All three have been linked to breast cancer. The other women following a 1,500-calorie-a-day Mediterranean diet showed similar weight loss and hormone reductions. But they found that women seemed to like the two-day-a-week thing because women found it difficult to stay on the diet for a whole week. And that women seemed, you want to know what 650 a day is? 2 pints of semi-skim milk, a portion of fruit, 4 portions of vegetables or salad. So breakfast, it's fruit, tea, and a banana, and coffee. Mid-morning, can of diet soda, cup of tea, and a plum. Lunch, carrot and coriander soup and half a pint of milk or salad, glass of squash, half a pint of milk. Mid-afternoon, a little snack, and then dinner, soy sauce and ginger stir-fry, 2 vegetables, a glass of water. You got to be able to do that 2 days a week. You might be able to. A lot of people like it when it happens that way. Okay, friends, here we go. The science behind the one-night stand. Do you ever wonder, why did he pick you? I got an answer. Some very specific stuff in here I think you'll be interested in. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
I used to work every night at breathing and sleeping better. I'm talking nighttime nasal congestion. I tried decongestants, hot showers, and boxes of tissues. But I finally exercised my right to breathe right. With new Breathe Right Advanced Nasal Strips, instantly my nose opened. I breathed better, slept better, and faced the next day with a new attitude.
Exercise your right to breathe right with new drug-free Breathe Right Advanced. Get 2 free strips at BreatheRight.com.
It's my right to breathe right, and it's your right too.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of the new Rosetta Stone, version 4 Totali, for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-906-6981. Don't try to learn a language, just absorb it. Call 1-800-906-6981. 1-800-906-6981.
Diaper bag, check. Bouncy seat, check. Stroller, car seat, bottles, butt wipes, and binky. Check, check, and double check. Why it takes 30 pounds of equipment to transport one 12-pound baby, we'll never know. So at Kaiser Permanente, we put everything for baby and you in one place. Everything you need, from obstetricians and lactation coaches to nutritionists and pediatricians. A whole care team of specialists assembled to keep your baby and you in top running order, not running around. And you can even go online with My Health Manager to schedule routine appointments, check most lab results, and exchange emails with your Kaiser Permanente doctor's office. Imagine having a conversation with your pediatrician without having to fold or unfold that stroller. Convenient, check. Efficient, check. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness. It all begins with a call to Dr. Dean Adell. 800-548-TALK.
Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't done nothing.
Oh, you haven't heard nothing yet. That's 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody, and remember, Heather didn't mention this, that you can call that number anytime, day or night. Get up 3 in the morning, you got a hankering to ask a question, you call, and then leave your question, we'll answer it on the air. All right, it is time for Dr. Dean on Call. Go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Adele, I just love the sound of your voice. I lost my mother to Alzheimer's when she was only 67 years old, and I'm offended by the charlatans who would describe ways to ward off Alzheimer's that aren't founded in science. And I'm wondering how they can get away with this. I think in particular with Kaiser has a advertisement now that says if you just keep busy and mix things up, do things in different patterns, that'll stave off Alzheimer's. And then there's also a gentleman who advertises on the radio station, the news station out of L.A., who says if you use his sleep apnea device, that that will ward off Alzheimer's. I heard you tell somebody to report them. It seems like there should be a watchdog out there. I shouldn't have to report them. How do they get away with this? And I know from my research and study after I lost her and while I was losing her that there is no quick fix like this. It just doesn't happen that way.
I love your response to all that. And why is it that you are offended and so many Americans are not? Not only about this particular issue with such a devastating disease, but by any time you see the scammers, you know, trying to rip you off when it comes to, you know, health, it's like serious. It's like sticking a gun in your belly. I don't think it's any different. I really don't. It's why I object to these psychics who tell you you can, you know, talk to your dead relatives. What a horrible thing to prevent you from getting closure. That's all they're doing. They should go to jail as far as I'm concerned. And how in America, under the name of, I don't know what, is it freedom of speech? That's what some of them claim. You know, that. But you can't do that for so many products. The man is really tough, and there's specific laws which you can and can't do. When it comes to health, it's the open sesame of the sucker's wallet. I stole that line from the movie. Anyway, I so agree with you. I so agree with you. And why? It's because there are no laws to protect you. It's because, partly, there are powerful lobbies in Washington. You know how it works. You got to raise money. You want to be a politician. And politicians are very much afraid of this because there would be a lot of people out there who would object to having any controls. Truthfully, if you were to put this out there, a lot of people consider you're threatening their health freedom, that it's a fundamental American right to be free to be ripped off and scammed left and right. Health freedom. And that word freedom gets bandied about and used as an excuse for all kinds of political and psychological mayhem. So I just agree. And I'm glad that you're offended. I wish more people were offended because enough people got mad at this and wrote the radio stations and television stations and magazines and the talk show hosts who participate in this scam. You might get some response. You might get some response, but I think it's just kind of just a few of you out there who feel it in your gut. And when you face a disease like this and you see all these ads and you realize what the heck is going on, you get upset yourself. You get upset yourself. How can I tell you? All right, let's talk to Carlos. How you doing, Carlos? Carlos, you're on the air. Carlos? Nope, let's talk to Gloria. How you doing, Gloria? Gloria? Kyle, you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Should be on. They should be there. How about Jen? Are you there, Jen?
Yes, this is Jen.
Okay. I use up a lot of time. Go ahead, Jen.
Okay. I had surgery last week. I had a hysterectomy, and I woke up in pretty intense pain, which I was not expecting. I was not prepared for that. And I found out the next day that I had had a reaction to the anesthesia, and they had to cut off all the medication, including pain medication, because I was not breathing properly.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you what, Jan, let me take a quick break, and then I'll continue your call. And also, when we come back, we're going to talk about the science behind one-night stands. You're going to want to hear that one. All right, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adele.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The state legislature has passed the budget and sent it to the governor. He will veto almost $1 billion in spending and then sign it. Bank of America is suspending foreclosures while it takes a look at whether the documents were properly executed. State Attorney General is asking all banks to do the same. Three of the four people accused of holding captive and abusing a 16-year-old boy in San Joaquin County for more than a year today pleaded guilty to charges including torture and bodily injury to a child. Each of them will spend at least 30 years in prison. And the Nobel Peace Prize today was awarded to Chinese democracy advocate Liu Shoubu, who is serving 11 years in prison for his actions. This is KGO.
Paid for by Stop Hidden Taxes. No on 25, yes on 26. A coalition of taxpayers and employers with major funding from Cal Business PAC. Sponsored by California Chamber of Commerce and Small Business Action Committee PAC.
While families struggle to make ends meet, some local politicians are scheming behind closed doors.
How do we get voters to go for these new taxes?
What if we call them fees?
Then we can pass them ourselves. Give ourselves another raise.
Some local politicians have been funding big salaries and outrageous benefits and perks with a loophole, imposing hidden taxes on food, beverages, gas, and more. They call these taxes fees, and fees don't require voter approval.
Voters never need to know.
Prop 26 protects our right to vote on local taxes or fees, no matter what they're called. It stops hidden taxes in their tracks. That's why many groups, like the California Taxpayers Association and the Small Business Action Committee, say vote yes on 26. It closes the loophole and requires fees to be approved by voters, just like taxes.
Hear that? That's the sound of recovery, of small businesses beginning to grow again, and at Chase, we're doing our part to help. We've committed $10 billion to small business lending. We're making loans more affordable with our lowest rates in years. And now we've designed the only loan that actually rewards you for hiring employees. Introducing the Loan for Hire, only from Chase. Hire a new employee, get a lower rate. When your small business is approved for a new loan, you get an immediate half-point rate discount for each new employee you hire, up to three employees. And if your business checking is also with Chase, you'll get another half-point on top of that. That's as much as 2% off our lowest rates in years, which could save you thousands of dollars. It's the Loan for Hire, only from Chase. The only loan designed to reward you for growing your business. Visit a branch or go to chase.com/loanforhire for details. Chase what matters.
Some restrictions, requirements, and fees may apply. Offer expires 12/31/2010. All lines of credit are subject to approval. Not valid in combination with any other lending offer. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
A blogger out there recently asked if the Tom Shane he hears on the radio today talking about Shane Company Diamonds is the same Tom Shane he heard decades ago. Well, yes, it's the same Tom Shane who still buys diamonds directly from the diamond cutters in Antwerp, Tel Aviv, and Mumbai, cutting out the middlemen so that you can get a larger, better diamond for your money. It's the same Tom Shane who never charges any add-on fees. And it's the same Tom Shane who makes your engagement ring purchase risk-free with our free lifetime warranty. After all, it's my name on the door, and you should know that I personally stand behind Shane Company's promise of the finest quality, value, and service.
The Bay Area's best diamond prices every day at Shane Company in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
Join KGO Radio in supporting Cal football as your Golden Bears face off against UCLA for homecoming on Saturday, October 9th at Memorial Stadium. Stop by the KGO booth at the Cal Fun Zone for your chance to spin to win prizes from Pier 39, Hiller Aviation Museum, Aquarium by the Bay, the Wax Museum at Fisherman's Wharf, and more. Kick off your game day experience with the pregame show live at the Cal Fun Zone at 11:30 by listening to KGO News Talk 810.
Don't miss the Sierra Mist Natural Free For All. They're giving away over 10 million free cans of new Sierra Mist Natural on Saturday, October 9th at Walmart Supercenters.
Okay, Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back. We are in the middle of talking to Jan. Jan, say again what kind of surgery you have. Did you say vitrectomy?
Hysterectomy.
Hysterectomy. Okay. And where's the pain when you woke up? Where did it hurt?
Oh, just my abdomen, you know, just severe pain in my abdomen.
Okay. Well, that's expected. You had an operation in your abdomen. Are they attributing that to anesthesia, or is the anesthesia part separate?
Well, what I'm saying is that I was unfortunately, I didn't have the benefit of pain medication when I woke up from surgery because they had to stop all the medication due to a breathing problem.
Okay.
My issue is that prior to the surgery, I had let them know that I do not breathe well on my back. I would call it sleep apnea, except I've never been treated or diagnosed with sleep apnea. But I made it very clear to them that I wake myself up when I sleep on my back. And I'm under the impression that the problem occurred when they removed the breathing tube. And I'm just wondering if it was appropriate for them to give me general anesthesia to begin with if they knew ahead of time I had a breathing problem.
Okay, now I got your question, and I think I can be helpful. You answered the question I was afraid you would not be able to answer, so I'm happy that you had a breathing tube. So I think that part of it is a non-issue. The breathing tube is put into your trachea. And the whole reason we use a breathing tube, because a lot of people think you can be put to sleep, and you can with a mask. I mean, that's the way the movies do it. You know, they put the big mask on your face and you breathe in and breathe out. But right afterwards, if it's going to be any kind of real surgery or you're going to be under for a while, we put a tube into your trachea, right down into your lungs. A balloon is blown up around it, so it makes a perfect seal. So there is no way that your breathing can be compromised by being on your back, by throwing up. And that's another thing we have a fear about, because if you throw up and inhale your vomit, you can die. It's a common cause of death, by the way. So that isn't the issue. Stopping pain meds when they woke you up. I find that interesting also, because usually we don't give you pain meds during anesthesia. We give you anesthesia, keeps you knocked out. Then when you get into the recovery room, you still got your IV going. The doctor may put some powerful pain medication into the IV tube, but it sounds like they were able to do that also. So something happened. It might have been when they took the tube out. At that moment, you had breathing difficulties. And that is a little bit different. And then, you know, your question about when I lie on my back, you probably get a little apnea kind of a thing. Is very possible. The tube could have come out a little bit too early. Usually the patient starts bucking and coughing and doing all that, and we know they're ready to get their tube out. So at that point, you're lying on your back, you're kind of groggy, you may have had some apneic episodes, in which case your, you know, warning ahead of time would have been appropriate. But then we go back to the other end of this. What else could they have done? Doing a hysterectomy under local, to my knowledge, they won't do that. So you would have had no choice. What could they have done differently? Left your tube in a little longer. You'd have hated that if you became conscious and that tube was down your throat. So it's one of those kind of things. I hope that helps explain some of it. All right, this helps explain a bunch of things. I'm not sure you're going to like this one. I always love research on relationships. I just think relationships are terribly important to your overall psychological and physical health. You know, relationships go south. People get divorced. They get all kinds of physical illness. This research is from University of Texas. Shows that men seeking a short-term lover, translation, one-night stand, are more interested in a woman's, I guess maybe you knew this already, more interested in a woman's body than those desiring a long-term commitment. Men who want a long-term commitment will zero in on your face more. This is published in Journal Evolution and Human Behavior. That journal has a lot of interesting stuff about why we do things. The premise was a woman's body reveals more insight into her immediate baby-making potential than her face, which is more of a window into her long-term reproductive value. Now, what sparked the research in the first place? Now, there's been plenty of analysis of what makes a face attractive, like, you know, symmetry, or a body beautiful, you know, waist-hip ratios, how long your arms are. Remember that study? The preference for body over face, though, has not really been explored. And a woman's face can predict how many years of baby making she has ahead of her, maybe, because if she's, you know, wrinkled, has an older face, then she doesn't have a lot of baby making years ahead. Now we're looking about from evolutionary perspective here. Smooth and supple indicates youth. A 16-year-old girl, for example, is not at the peak of her fertility. That may happen around age 22 to 24, though she is at a peak of her reproductive potential. Seeking a long-term mate, able to incubate lots of offspring, then choose her. Only men, though, not women, found a preference for body versus face when seeking short versus long-term partners. Women were more interested in a man's face for both short and long-term relationships, which makes sense since a man's fertility doesn't decline rapidly like a woman's. And this was an interview of 400 people, and they had people look at pictures and evaluate and, you know, all that kind of stuff. All righty. Let's talk to Gloria. How you doing, Gloria?
Hi, Dr. Dina Dale. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Yes.
Hello? Oh.
Yep, I'm here.
Listen, my husband works in concrete and construction. We don't have insurance, and I'm trying to make this quick. And he has a little abscess on his right side of his eye and the lower lid, and I hadn't seen anything for weeks, but he's just been complaining about it. Finally, last week, I saw a tiny little white dot like a sty, and it's pretty raw and stuff, but, you know, it hasn't gone away. Is there anything over the counter I can use to try to...
Sure. Would you say it's right kind of on the... just on the inner edge of the eyelid, or if you pull the lid down, is it a little further down? Is that clear?
Exactly. You pull it down, and it's you got to pull the eyelid down, and then it's there. You see it. It's just a tiny little white dot. I don't know if it's anything or not, but...
Yeah, well, it should be bigger than a white dot. It should be red all around it, and you're not seeing anything on the outside. If I looked at him and say, hey, how are you? How was your day in concrete today? Would I notice anything in his eyelid?
You know what? You would see a little puffiness, like he's like a mosquito bite, maybe under his right at the eyelid, on the lower lip. You know.
Well, I wouldn't call it an emergency. His vision's okay. I assume, and he's not. Is the eye tearing a lot?
Oh, he's just always complaining. His eyes are, you know, they're sore and.
Yeah, okay. I say the best thing that I would do right now, if it is a little beginning sty or something else called a chalazion, the names aren't important, hot soaks. You give them hot soaks for a few days and see what happens. Get a washcloth, warm water, put it on the eye. Leave it there as long as you can. If you can leave it for 20 minutes, I mean, he's not going to do this in the daytime. He's working construction, but when he's home. And do it every couple hours. I try to do it 2 times a night, 3 times a night. Renew the washcloth, the warmth in it, you know, during that 20-minute period. And that should tell you what's going on. It could be just general. He's working around concrete. His eyes may be dry, maybe just irritated. So it's really hard to tell. A little teeny white dot, not too significant. But you look at that dot, if it has a lot of red around it and there's a little bit of swelling, then he has one of those things that I told you about. So you try that and let's let me know. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
At Orchard Supply Hardware, we want to make your life less taxing, so we're paying your sales tax this weekend. If you're thinking, what should I get? What? Don't panic, because we pay the sales tax on everything in the store. Be impulsive, like this. Coca-Cola. You didn't know we had it, did you? We've got Diet Coke, Coke Zero, and Sprite, too. A 20-pack, just $5.99 plus CRV. You'll also save the sales tax. Speaking of useful liquids, what about paint? Pratt & Lambert Red Seal Interior Flat Paint is just $13.99, a $6 savings after discount and mail-in rebate. In our exclusive Osh California Color Palette. Cans of Coke and gallons of paint. Now there's a project starter. Roll some on and take a sip. Just remember which is which. Orchard Supply Hardware, where we pay the sales tax all weekend long.
People are driving from all over Northern California to buy new Hondas at Anderson Honda. Why? Because the prices are so good, the selection so large, and the service so outstanding. See for yourself. Get an instant price quote right now and see just how good our prices really are. Go to AndersonDirect.com. That's AndersonDirect.com, or call us at 1-866-ANDERSON. When we say instant price quote, we mean it. Anderson Honda, if you want to save a lot of money, that's our business.
It's truck month at Courtesy Chevrolet. We are dealing like $10,000 off MSRP on every single 2010 Silverado in stock. A whopping $10,000 off MSRP. Check it out at CourtesyChevrolet.com or call us at 800-256-0800. Don't wait. When these 2010s are gone, $10,000 off will be gone. Courtesy Chevrolet, where courtesy means a great deal. Courtesy discount $4,000 plus $5,000 rebate plus $1,000 Ally Bank down payment assistance. $10,000 off. Must finance through Ally Bank at standard rates. On approval of credit.
Welcome to the REI Fall Sale. How may I help you?
Well, I'm looking for a lightweight running...
REI Airflight hoodie?
Yes, and some ultra-comfortable...
Oslo Moran Gore-Tex hiking boots?
You guessed it. Oh, and a...
REI Lookout 40-pack.
Okay, this place is great.
We know what you need because we know what you love. Shop REI's fall sale October 8th through 17th and save up to 30% on outdoor gear and clothing. Plus, members get 20% off one full-priced item. Exclusions apply. Visit REI or REI.com. REI. Find out.
World-class heart surgeons make Sequoia Hospital's Heart and Vascular Institute the best in California. Our surgeons have the best heart valve replacement survival rate in the nation, and most procedures are minimally invasive. And our heart valve volume ranks in the top 5% nationally. We're easy to reach in the San Francisco Peninsula. So please, learn more at SequoiaHearts.com. That's SequoiaHearts.com.
Everybody, welcome back. All right, time for Outpatient Inbox. Heather?
Here's a smart letter from a smart listener, but she is still asking, I don't believe this works, but my coworker is taking this apple cider vinegar with her mother to try to lose weight. They also claim it is helpful for diabetics. Can you tell me if there's any benefit in taking this vinegar for your health? Thanks. And there's a PS about how much she loves you. You want to hear that? Well, she's been listening to you for a while, and sometimes you're unhappy about going back through the decades. And suffice to say, she's been listening since Jimmy Carter was in office.
Okay, enough of that. All right, apple cider. This is just an old myth that came from the American South in the beginning of the century, and there is nothing to it. You will not lose weight. It doesn't make you healthy, doesn't prevent diabetes. Of course, if you just ate that and stopped eating food, you'd lose weight, but most people supplement their normal diets with it. And what happens is, if I give you something, I say, here, drink this, and I give you a little shot glass full of anything, this will help you lose weight. People automatically, unconsciously almost, reduce their food intake. They just look at food a little differently because they say, hey, give me a thing that's going to help me lose weight and blah, blah, blah. Oh, I feel like my appetite is down. So there's a little placebo effect involved, which might, you know, be what keeps something like that going. All right. Robert Napa, how you doing, Robert?
Dr. Dinadel, hi. I got a question for you. My son is about 35, lives back east. I just went back to see him. I'm getting a little worried because he's getting a pot belly and he's kind of thin. He's only about 140 pounds, but he drinks a lot of this carbonated water. He drinks about 2 quarts of that a day and some beer, maybe 2 or 3 beers a day. And I was wondering, what causes a beer belly? Could the carbonation be a problem?
No. Well, sure, enough carbonation. I could take a pump and pump you through enough with enough CO2 and it'll blow you up. But no, water's not going to do it. Normally, you belch out the carbon dioxide and it gets absorbed. But the beer can do it. And what causes it is we're now learning that fat, unlike what we used to think, fat cells in your body are different in different locations. And getting a lot of fat in your belly. And remember, there's fat above the muscle. You can grab and pinch an inch, right? And then there's fat underneath in your abdominal cavity. And that's the worst. And when you get a beer belly, which is normally what's happening, it's the fat inside, that causes a great increase in health risk. Diabetes, heart disease, the whole number. Where picking it up in your butt or your thighs is less so because the cells are different. And the fat cells in your belly, they swell up and get bigger. Where your butt and your thigh, you actually can add fat cells. Now, when I was in medical school, we were taught that we have a certain number of fat cells. It doesn't change. That all fat cells happen because when you get fat, is each cell increases in size. And believe me, a fat cell is capable of increasing its size 10, 20, 30 times, but that you can grow extra ones. And so when you're increasing them in the size of them, as in your belly, that causes health problems. Certain types of foods may do it. There's genetics, etc. And we call it a beer belly, and I'm not so sure it's just beer. Beer has a lot of calories in it, but there's something else going on. If you're drinking too much, your liver starts to fail and produces a lot of fluid. When I see a skinny man with a big belly, I worry about what's called ascites. A-S-C-I-T-E-S means fluid in the belly, loose fluid, just kind of floating around among the intestines, and it's not really good for you. So you got to be very, very careful. Have a talk with him. I wonder if the ratio is different, that the amount of beer you told me he's drinking is really the, you know, he's drinking that amount of water, and the amount of water, as in quarts of water, is really the amount of beer that he's drinking. He's a young guy. And so if you can get to him and tell him to be careful and think about his health, that might be a positive thing. Hey, Michael, Dr. Dean Adell here. You're on the air.
Yes, hi, Dr. Adell. First off, I think you should have got the Marconi Award because everything you say for your 1 hour is so valuable all the time.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind, Michael.
Perhaps next year, any higher-ups are listening, they should give it to you, Dr. Adell. Now, you rode with the Blue Angels before. I've flown for about 10 years, just a small plane. And you were probably riding in the back, and I think you said you passed out. Had you been flying it, and you knew, were you making abrupt maneuvers like 360s and straight up? And could you have flown the plane if the main pilot would have conked out himself?
I'll tell you, good questions, Michael. Why don't you hang on? Let me take a break because I'd love to answer it. I haven't talked about this in a while. And it really was fascinating with some interesting medical aspects. And I have to defend myself for passing out. But we'll talk about how, where, what, and why. And as a pilot, you'll understand a lot of this. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
If you're like most companies, you're probably asking your employees to do more than ever before. But in today's tough economy, how do you boost morale without breaking the budget? Ask Comerica. Introducing the Comerica Office Perks Program. We're helping our customers reward their employees with office-wide perks. If you have a Comerica business account, your employees can earn $100 when they open a new Comerica checking account and meet other requirements. Plus, the company earns a $50 bonus for each employee who signs up. That can really add up to a nice pool of money for a company party, the coffee fund, or simply additional bonuses. If you're not a Comerica Business Deposit customer yet, just open any new business deposit account, like Comerica Business Checking, for example. Make a $5,000 deposit, and we'll add $200 more to your office pool. For complete program rules, stop by a Comerica Banking Center or visit comerica.com/officeperks. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
You know the rules. If you don't eat your ice cream, you can't have your broccoli.
Mom!
Meet the Johnsons. They love to do things backward.
Remember what I told you, Billy. First put your shoes on, then your socks.
Fine.
One day, the Johnsons got solar power from Solar City. They paid no upfront costs. Even the installation was included. All they had was a low monthly payment that was less than their electric bills before solar. They started saving from day one. Then, something wonderful happened.
Our electric meter's running backward!
Whatever.
It was running backward because their new Solar City system was generating more energy than the Johnsons were using.
We're saving money! Let's celebrate. After you finish all your TV, I'll let you do your homework.
Yes! Homework!
Get your meter spinning backward. Find out how much you can save by using our savings calculator at GoSolarCity.com. GoSolarCity.com. For more information, call 877-988-SOLAR. That's 877-988-SOLAR. 877-988-SOLAR. Solar City. Affordable solar power for your home or business. 20 minutes, no better to its
time. Stop by the Home Depot today and get 10% off every appliance of $398 or more. And with free haul away and delivery on great brands like GE, Maytag, and LG, we're lowering the cost of getting things cooking, or cleaning, or washing, drying, freezing, or baking. All with 10% off and free haul away and delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 20th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to...
newlyweds.
Hi. My husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. All right, Michael, you still there?
Right here, sir.
All righty. So let's go back a little bit. First, let's just do the Blue Angel part first, and then we'll go to the big question you asked. Yes, it was. It's nothing like that. You know, I sat there. I was so thrilled and so excited, chills up my spine, and yet thinking, you know, this is a machine designed to kill, but also to protect us. And I gotta say, these pilots are among the world's most unsung, incredible athletes, because the way you prevent yourself from passing out. And the time I passed out was at like 7.6 Gs, 7.8 Gs, pretty high Gs. He told me I was the best he'd seen, you know, in terms of the media slime they take for a ride. And it was in the approach term. And pilots know normally when you want to land, you go parallel to the runway and you get, you know, size it up as you're coming down an altitude. You make a turn at the very end and come in. At that turn is where he put the pedal to the metal. And he knew it would happen. But they teach you ahead of time. There's something called the Hick maneuver, where you tighten up your buttock muscles, your leg muscles, your thigh muscles as tight as you can. And then what we in medicine call Valsalva, where you squeeze down really tight to make the blood stay up in your head. Tighten up your abdomen. And that's how you survive these turns. Well, they taught it to me. I just didn't take it seriously enough. And I really squeezed really, really, really hard. I held on. I held on. Of course, there's a video running all the time. And then at the last minute, hitting the max OGs, I passed out. That is the worst feeling in the world when you come out of that, because you're just sick as a dog. And I had to jump out of the plane and stand as a television camera waiting as I climbed out of the plane. You know, I could barely stand up and deliver my lines for the television story we were doing. Well, this guy bounces out of the plane. Hey, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to go work out. Going to work out. So imagine how fit you have to be to control a machine like that. This thing's like 30,000 pounds, faster than the speed of sound, of course. At those kind of G-forces, stay conscious, fire weaponry, dodge, you know, incoming. And I just said, these fellows are incredible athletes. Now, whether I could have flown it, absolutely not, of course. Although I have a very good friend of mine, Jim, who's a master pilot, and I've sat in a co-pilot seat with him a few times, and I've managed to learn the Mayday frequency. And I've kind of watched a little bit just in case, because he loves to get in the plane and clutch his chest and goes, oh gosh, Dean, I'm having a heart attack, and fakes like he's passing out and scares the heck out of me. You know, because that does happen. You've heard stories of it. You've seen movies about it. And so I pretend in my mind, could I get this thing down out of the air? With, of course, someone in the control room who knows the plane intimately saying, push here, push here, pull back on that, etc. I've watched enough that I think I'd have a chance. That's about it, landing a conventional prop jet. But certainly not an F-18. Way, way beyond. The speeds in that thing are just remarkable, and things happen so fast, so fast. I'm getting a little dizzy just even thinking about that. But what a thrill, friends. One of the great thrills of my life. Anyway, that's the program. Please join me for the next one, won't you? Until then, as always, be well.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit card, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. can settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-1828. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to become debt-free faster than you ever thought possible. But you must act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you can save. 1-800-300-1828. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-1828. That's 1-800-300-1828. 1-800-300-1828.
TheDoctorForYou.com is the perfect place to find a doctor from leading hospitals like San Francisco's award-winning California Pacific Medical Center. At TheDoctorForYou.com, you can search for a doctor by what matters most to you. Choosing a doctor affiliated with California Pacific Medical Center gives you access to the region's only pediatric emergency department, a breast health center that serves over 45,000 women a year, and nationally recognized programs in cardiac, neurosciences, and organ transplant. What's more, California Pacific also delivers more babies than all other San Francisco hospitals combined. And because it's part of Sutter Health, California Pacific Medical Center is connected to an impressive network of doctors and services throughout Northern California. To find a California Pacific Medical Center doctor, visit thedoctorforyou.com/San Francisco. make sure your health plan includes California Pacific Medical Center, part of the Sutter Health Network, with you for life.
It's Gil Gross. We have got a budget.